I really couldn't tell you exactly what that means. All right, sunshine.
Thank you.
Now I got you.
Have you heard the word used to mean homosexual?
Yes, yes, uh-huh.
When did queer start meaning homosexual?
Oh, well, honey, I guess it's quite a few years now.
Did it mean that when you were little?
We never even knew the words queer and all this, that, and the other.
What would you call a boy or a man that acts a little bit like a woman?
Say he was queer.
Okay. What if he wasn't actually homosexual, but he acted just a little bit like a woman?
I don't know.
What about what if he was homosexual? Any other names besides
not that I know of.
What would you call a girl?
Schultz.
What about a girl or a woman that acts a little bit like a man?
She's so masculine.
Okay. What would you call a female homosexual? Did you ever hear a name?
I've heard it, but I don't remember what it is. I've heard it, all right.
What would you call a man who just all he can think about is sex? Sexually overactive?
A sex maniac.
What about a woman like that?
I feel the same way about.
What would you call a man who doesn't really care who he has sex with? Who would just go to bed with anybody?
I still say he's a sex maniac. I don't know what. What else?
What about a woman like that? What would you call a prostitute?
Oh yeah, that's it.
What different names for prostitute are there?
I don't know.
What would you call a really ugly guy or a really ugly man?
A brute.
Okay. What about a really ugly girl or woman?
I don't know.
What about a very attractive guy or man?
He's handsome.
And a really attractive girl or woman?
She's very pretty.
And what would you call someone who studies a lot? Really sort of a bookish person.
Studious.
Okay. Or any slang names for someone like that? Who just reads a lot and studies constantly?
Bookworm.
Okay. What would you call someone who tries to get other people to like him, who tries to, especially like a child who wants the teacher to like him, you know, and so does things to get the teacher to like him, or say if it's a grown person, someone who tries to get on the boss.
Impress, yeah, uh-huh. Impress
what would you call a person like that?
I don't know what you call them.
You know, you sort of look down on it, but rather
you,
than...
You really do, yeah. And we used to say, oh, they're just trying to make points.
Uh-huh. And what do you call them? Young people who maybe have long hair or don't want to try to drop out of society. What would you call?
Dropouts?
What about hippie? What
hippie,
is hippie?
Yeah. Well, you know, when they're so careless and dirty and just always on the go, never settled in at anything, you know?
Mm-hmm.